Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
All right, good afternoon, Gitmo. You're tuned in to the Open Line radio show where everyone's voice takes center stage. What a fantastic four-day Columbus Day weekend we just had. It kicked off with a grand Navy ball celebration, honoring tradition and camaraderie, followed by a weekend jam-packed with thrilling college football matchups. We kept the excitement going with the American and National League playoff action, rolled into some incredible NFL games, and capped it all off with the WNBA Finals. And for those staying active, we saw some great moments at the Open Pickleball Tournament. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour of news, music, and conversations. We've got it all lined up for you, this Gitmo Open Line, your connection to community and beyond. Welcome to the station. We've got Alex. How's it going? How was your weekend?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, if we can just go past the college football stuff, then we'll be okay.
It's going to be the same topic. Yeah, for the next few weeks, isn't
you
it?
Know, I've waved the white flag. So, I had my boss here this past week, as you know, sir, and he's a huge Notre Dame fan. Okay. And I'm a huge USC fan. Right. And you know, if you know about that rivalry, it's a historical rivalry, like a lot of other colleges in football. Oh. And I just turned to him this weekend after the big loss, and I told him, all I care about is the Notre Dame game now. That's it. As long as we beat y'all, that's all that matters. So, otherwise, real, you know, relaxing weekend, just like y'all. Enjoyed some of the weather. All right. Got out with the kids. Did some housework. You know, the normal. Right. How about you? Normal nap?
No, I was actually at the Navy ball with with CMC over there rocking it out.
So you took the nap after the Navy ball.
And the next day is that we're following. I hope you know. I was going to get you today. You know you've been in the Navy longer than I've been alive.
Uh-oh.
Dude, career, bad move. Step that and take that one back.
Throw me under the bus.
It's all right. Just by a year.
By a year?
You've just been mapped to Antarctica, dude. I don't know.
I was like, I'm going to get up again with that one. Look, he put himself out. He exposed himself.
I know. There was all the AIDS jokes, but no, that was a good event. Yeah, yeah. Some good traditions, some nice mellow music, good food.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it was beautiful. You got to cut the cake? Cause
yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
That's why I know.
I mean, the coolest, freshest, oldest person alive. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, you're doing pretty good to be the oldest person
Amen.
In there.
Google him. There's an article about that. No, I'm not joking.
I believe
Am
you.
Am I joking, sir?
No, you're not. Yeah.
It was a good time. They did a really great job with the ball itself. It looked fantastic, and everyone seemed to have a fantastic time. So,
yeah. All right. Awesome. So we're going to get started. What you got going on over there at the next commissary?
All right. Let's get right into it. So 88% fill rate, not great. However, still not 90. That's what I should have said, not great. It was a great fill rate. 90% is what we're striving for, trying to keep it in that 88. We had some key things that unfortunately did not make the sale, arrived last minute. Literally, we're on a call, and they said, well, the stuff you ordered 2 weeks ago just arrived today. I said, well, the barge left too. Weeks anyway, so just to kind of catch up to everybody, just an update as well. You know, we all know there was some additional traffic over the weekend. That being said, we've already made the adjustments with our headquarters and also our DECA partners to try to get more of that supply back in. Though it was a good population that was here, at the end of the day, we're still kind of healthy. That being said, anything else coming up in the next couple weeks as well, with any other income and stuff, we are pretty much prepared for the next couple weeks, reaching out, obviously. Now, again, don't hold me to it. There's only so many buttons my team can press and so many emails that we can send. The product still has to hit the barge. It still has to hit the water. It still has to get here. As we know, the next barge that's coming in will be arriving a little late due to the storms that everything happened. Hopefully, everybody was safe and sound. Loved ones too from the past storm that just happened. So that said, from a supply perspective, that's kind of where we're at right now from an in-stock. Again, heavy whipping cream. If I don't mention it, I'll lose the streak again that we've been going on. Again, I walked the floor this morning. Couple holes here and there, but the team's kind of recovering from over the weekend, making sure we chips in stock. I could tell you right now, the biggest things that were hit this weekend were chips, beef jerky, Monsters, sports nutrition. Sound kind of familiar for being on the ship?
Yeah.
Right there you go. So, you know, the normal stuff.
All the snacks.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we'll get back in stock with all of that as well. Obviously, this weekend, too, was a scratcher. So thank you for everybody who came out this weekend and supported that. We do still have a Navy birthday sale going on the retail side, going through from the 13th through the 19th. There's also a Next Level Rewards coupon for $10 off a $50 purchase of our private brand. So come check it out. Let us know. All that good stuff. So that's what's going on the retail side of the house. As well, we had a pretty big inspection this past week. Did you hear about the inspection?
I did not.
Yeah, we put out this cake and the tryout came out. The triad came out and they inspected the cake. How was that cake, sir?
It was good.
I was hanging on to every word, too.
It was really good.
And, you got me with that one.
And the bake shop prepared that cake, right?
Yes. Yeah, so big shout out to you and the triad for coming out and helping us. We did a quick little cake cutting, passed out some cake over that Friday. So with everybody in town. So glad you loved the cake. Big shout out again to our bakery. And yes, folks, we bake cakes. Come on into the pop up, talk to our folks. We actually have a printer that you can actually print an image on, and our guys do all the piping and all that good stuff, and it's cake that they make in house and all that good stuff. So let us know what you're looking for. We'll give you a quote and go from there. So
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. All right, last thing, I do want to give an update on the renovation. Our refrigerators are currently being worked on, so those are the new refrigerators that are happening over by, I know I've been talking about this for how long?
It's been a while.
Exactly. So all the stuff came in. Big shout out again to Sentara and PWD who have been working with us trying to get this project undergoing. That being said, the refrigerator should be installed by November 15th and then hopefully inspected and going and all that. So we're looking at mid-November to get your milk back where it goes, your eggs back where it goes, some of the frozen food, like all your meat, chicken, all that stuff that's frozen back into their usual spot. So it's the same layout, just shiny new equipment, which, of course, in Gitmo, you definitely need shiny new equipment when it comes to some of this age stuff. So, again, after we do that, hopefully we move on to the deli, get the deli start going, and then after we're done with the deli, we'll move on to the freezers, all those freezers down the middle. That's going to be kind of a, I don't want to call it a production, but it will be a production. I will have Lucas sitting in the back selling meat out of a frozen container. No, I'm just kidding. My team is not going to be selling food outside of the container. So just stay tuned to Radio Gitmo and we can give you all those updates as well. So last thing I got to share, sir, I got a little bit of a PSA for the community. Just as you know, hopefully everybody sees the signs. As you walk into the atrium, there is, unfortunately, you are not authorized to smoke or vape or do any of that inside the actual atrium. That also does include the main store. So I just want to put it out there. We do have a smoke pit. It's about 50 feet away from the building, kind of like everybody else. We are working right now to put a cover over it. Again, just the PSA again, help us help you, making sure that we keep Gitmo safe, clean, all that good stuff. So again, no smoking, no vaping inside the atrium or in the main store. So anything else, sir?
No, yeah, we just want to make sure that, hey, you know, we maintain a good, comfortable shopping environment. So, yeah, no vaping. And then, of course, you know, there is also, hey, let's talk about the dress code, too. You know, be aware of what you're wearing when you enter that facility, right? So, you know, be mindful. Make sure that everything's in good taste. That includes, you know, shorts, T-shirts, that sort of thing. So, but no, hey, great job to you and your team. I got a question for you. So the walk-in cooler.
Here we go. Let's end this on a positive note.
The walk-in cooler, is that still going to be utilized or is that just kind of like a temporary thing?
So the walk-in cooler used to be the adult beverage cooler. At the current moment, we're kind of doing it Costco style because of everything that's moving. That being said, once all that product moves over, it actually is going to be converted. What it's going to be converted into is a half fridge and a half freezer to support the deli that will be right in front of it. So that way my team doesn't have to walk across the other side of the store because currently right now where the freezer and the refrigerator are to support the deli are closer to the meat department. So just from a sanitation perspective, a food safety perspective, all that good stuff, it's going to get closer to our associates and our team. That way they can provide you some good hot food when we can do it.
All right. And then here's another question
for
you.
Uh-oh.
He was out of there.
You know, I told you my boss was here last week. You don't think I got enough? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, sir.
So, you know, when we're standing in the lines and they say, okay, go to aisle, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Is there a plan there to
Right. So, yes. So we kind of gave an update at the department head meeting that happened this morning. Just a big update for everybody else. We are currently working through some of the IT around it. However, if you've ever been to like Ross or TJ Maxx and you're waiting in line and you look at the computer screen and it tells you now serving number one, now serving number two, now we have that system. The system's on island. We are currently working through the kinks. As you all know, things are awesome when it comes to IT stuff. So we're working through the kinks. Hopefully we should have that up within the next week or two. Don't hold me to that because I know you will. however, it's in action for my team. So yes, no more. As wonderful as it is that my team likes to yell, now I'm one, now I'm two. Oh, wait, did I just blow the speaker? So yes, sir, the equipment's on island, and hopefully we can roll that out by the end of the month.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, hey, Alex, as always, thanks to you and your team for what you guys do to support the Gitmo family. And we will see you next week. All right, Gitmo, we are back to open line. We've got Karen from CYP in the studio and also Shanette from MWR. So how was your weekends?
My weekend was lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mine was as well. Very right. Restful.
Yes, yes, yes. It's always good to get that extra day in, you know? All right, so what do we have going on at MWR?
Well, firstly, it was a busy weekend for MWR. Mm-hmm. Starting with the Bonesapalooza, then the Navy birthday run, sip and paint later that evening, and then on Sunday, we rolled out our very first patchwork class at the library. So it was a wonderful weekend. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all the community members who came out and supported all those wonderful events.
Yeah, that was a great event. That 5K, the weather was beautiful. I think it didn't really start warming up until, you know, after the race. But
That's nice.
And then, of course, Mass Chief Harley, he won the men's division again. He's remarkable. I mean, he's a good runner, and I don't think anyone out there has beat him yet that I've heard of. So I don't know. But, no, it was good representation, and it was glad to be out there.
Awesome. So, this coming weekend, it will all be about the Gitmo Auto Expo. Mm. So, for you auto enthusiasts, we're looking forward to having you all out on Saturday. This will be at 3 p.m. at the Cooper Field. Now, there'll be 5 awards in categories Best Voted Vehicle, Best Gitmo Beater, Jeep, Coldest AC, and Best Customization. Now, if you have not yet signed up your car, you can do so by stopping at the AutoScale shop or call extension 2741 or 5361 for further details. We'll also have the pedal cards that both kids and adults can enjoy. We pretty much gave you a little hint into what it's like at Bonesapalooza, and both adults and kids alike enjoy those pedal carts. Mm. In addition to that, we also have a sound blower competition. So all you heavy bass hitters, those of you who love music, this competition will be yours. So we're looking forward to having the entire community come out and enjoy this. It's going to be a spectacular show. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, trivia fans, on Friday we'll have trivia night, 6:30 p.m. At the ticket bar. You know, trivia night is usually the third Friday of each month, unless otherwise specified. Moving right along. Next Tuesday, which is October the 22nd, we'll have book club at the community library starting at 5 p.m. The October selection will be Silent River by Ariel Lehorn. All right, and moving right along. For all you steak lovers, our annual Steak Under the Stars will be at the Old Fashioned Bar at Bayview. That will be on the 23rd of October, starting at 5:30 p.m. So come out and enjoy delicious marinated steaks, cooked to order and served under the stars. Now, reservation is needed for this, and for reservation, you can call 2059.
Okay.
You all know it's Halloween season.
It's spooky season.
So, on October the 26th, we'll have Trunk or Treat. This will be at the Downtown Lyceum starting at 5:30 p.m. We have quite a few number of sign-ups so far, so if you're interested in participating, you still have time to do so as registration closes on October the 24th. Now, we'll have 3 awards in categories. Most Curious, Best Overall, mm-hmm. and There's one other one.
So Scariest, Best Overall, and we'll have...
Just one sec. There's one other one.
It's okay. If you haven't gotten your costume.
Most creative. Sure, so Scariest, Best Overall, and Most Creative. Mm-hmm. Okay. So get your decorations ready for Trunk or Treat, and this will be open to the entire community. So Armed Forces Entertainment will be sending us the White Keys Band. We'll have three performances starting from the 25th at the O'Kelly's Patio. This will be at 7 p.m. They'll also be performing on the 26th at 9 p.m. at Ticket Bar at the Halloween Costume Party Glow Party. Mm-hmm. So get your costumes ready. We encourage you to come in your most original, scariest outfit. There'll be some cool prizes up for grabs.
Okay.
And the third show will be at O'Kelly's Patio on the 28th, also at 7 p.m. So we have a lot in store for you in October. Come out and enjoy all the festivities in store. And I'm not done yet.
I'm not even surprised.
So, you know, the Halloween pin decorating contest is ongoing. The pins have already been picked up and are to be returned by the 26th of October. The award ceremony will be on November the 2nd at the Rec Room. Now, Spooktacular Bowling will be on October the 31st. Kids will be 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. They'll be parading in their costumes and will be trick-or-treating at the bowling counter while supplies last. Now, adults... Your section will be from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Come dress in your scariest Halloween costume and also enjoy two free bowling games. Hmm. A lot of fun and surprises will await you. And last but not least, the infamous Get Mo Rock 8 will be on November the 2nd. Now, registration is still ongoing and will be closing on November the 14th. Cost is only $20, which includes a performance shirt and a Velcro patch. As you know, rock is always a big hitter, and we're looking forward to another great support for this event.
Is there a theme for that event, or no?
No, there's no theme.
No theme? Okay.
All right. So that's a wrap from me. Take it over, Miss Karen.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, MWR has a lot going on.
It just keeps coming and coming.
Yes. She's like, and one more thing. Take care. Oh, goodness. Well, really, I'm here primarily to speak about U Sports. So we're wrapping up our soccer and bowling season. This is the last week of soccer and bowling. Okay. And we will start to launch towards the end of this month our flag football, cheer, and tennis clinic. Ooh. So we're going to open registration tomorrow for those. So $60 for league play of flag football and cheer, and $30 for the tennis clinics. Okay. So excited to see, you know, kids come out for that. And we'll run that through, I believe, the second week of December. So kind of when everybody starts to, you know, think about vacations and fly off the island during that December break. So we're going to wrap up before school releases and everybody starts to make that holiday departure. We are looking for volunteer coaches. So if you're interested in volunteering to coach for our cheer, our flag football, or even as a tennis coach for our tennis clinics, please reach out to Billy Threet at, he's our youth sports and fitness coordinator at 2096, or Waylon Reed, our youth director at 4560.
Okay. And we're located at the youth center, right?
Waylon is at School Age Care, which is at Paola Point, okay. And Billy is at the teen center, which is adjacent to the rec room.
Okay.
You can come to any of our facilities, though, and we can support. So if you don't know where anything else is and you walk up to CDC, because we're near a lot of folks in the Villamar area and you just want to walk up the hill, we can help you there, too. So,
okay.
Yeah. Ready to stand by and help out whenever needed. Did want to thank the parents. We had a pretty good turnout for our Give Parents a Break in support of the Navy Ball, so last Saturday night. So I think the kids had a good time. So our staff always enjoy supporting the balls in that way. And then for other tenant commands or organizations that might be having a ball that want child care, they can always reach out to me and we can set that up. My extension is 2005, or I'm in the global. So we're happy to support those events, and the parents enjoy it, and it's a safe safe night of childcare. So. Okay. And then the last announcement really is that we have selected a new school liaison. So it's a military spouse that's here on island, Daniel Saraceni. So we're excited to have him on board. He will start officially with us October 21st to start indoc and everything. So you'll start to see him out and about more as he gets into his role. So we're excited to have him on board.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome aboard, Daniel. Hey, parents, there's a lot of activities there for kids. So, you know, cheerleading, right? Flag football and the tennis clinic. So come out and support CYP. They've got a lot of great programs for our kids to keep them busy and active. So thank you for coming by, Karen. Yeah,
thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. All right, Gitmo, we are back. We've got the post office KK in the studio, and you
Gitmo.
Know what she's going to be talking about,
yes.
And that is voting.
I know they are sick of me. They see me coming, they're like, oh, Lord, yes, Ms. K, I registered. My goodness.
Let them be sick.
Listen, I'm pumped up for it, and I want everyone to get that vote out there because it's our right as Americans, right?
Right.
So to the day, 21 days, 3 weeks on Tuesday will be Election Day. So you got 21 days. At this point, I wouldn't try to request a mail-in ballot. It's not too late, procrastinators. You can still go to fvap.org and do, request a federal write-in absentee ballot. Now, that's electronic, okay? Don't be misled. You will still need to print it out. But it is not too late. I think you can do that all the way up until the day of, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
I'll circle back and give you that confirmation. But you go in, you simply confirm that you're already registered. You fill it out, review it, print it, sign it, and mail it out. Come see me, get that express tracking. You are still good. This is to my procrastinators. Okay? You are still good to vote. So please, if you haven't done it, go to FVAP, go to federal write-in absentee ballot electronically, and get that done. 3 weeks to the day. Okay. Holiday stamps. I went on ahead and ordered those. So they should be here for those folks that like to send out holiday cards. I tried to get a variety of different festive stamps. We got holiday elves, snow globes, holiday joy, Christmas Madonna and child, and winter whimsy. I took the liberty of posting it on Gitmo Connections so you can see how they look. It will be in limited quantity. So if you are one of those people that like to send out cards, when I announce that they are actually on island, just come on by and get them. I get the variety for people. You know, I like to have a variety. It's what I do. So they're really nice. So if you like stamps, holiday stamps, just come by when I announce that they are here. Mail orderlies, talking to you. We have a 24-hour policy for returning missed deliveries. I probably spoke on this before, but we're seeing an influx in people still coming by inquiring, where's my package? It said it's delivered. You know, I didn't get it. My mail orderly said they don't have it. 24 hours, if you can get that back to us. Better if you can see it on spot in the same day. What we're seeing is that there aren't the proper markings on the packages, and I want to explain real quick the markings. If you get a package and it does not belong to someone in your unit or you're unfamiliar, we want you to put a T in the unit box number or for transfer, or a U for undeliverable, and again, the unit box number. This helps us determine what course of action to take for that package. If you simply say, oh, this is not ours, and you give it back to us, and we're moving and moving real fast, and we'll put it down, but if we come back to it and see nothing on it, we're going to give it right back to your unit because you didn't indicate that it doesn't belong to you. So if you could just put T or U and your unit's number, we go, well, we know it doesn't go to unit 32 because they put that. Let's see where this needs to go, whether it be forwarded off island or to another unit. Also, with the mail volume about to increase with the holidays, stand by for an announcement for additional pickup days. That's going to be a good thing. You know, you can get your mail faster. We're running out of space. We're running out of space in the warehouse. So definitely look for that announcement via maybe email to the orderlies, or maybe I'll speak on it here one of these Tuesdays. But definitely stand by for additional pickup days. And remember, we're only having outbound mail only on Fridays. So if you want to get your mail out, get it to the post office on Thursday by 1. Okay. Lastly, custom descriptions. Again, with the holiday season coming up, we're going to have packages going out, sending it to loved ones and friends. I want to reiterate the descriptions. Instead of putting gifts, you want to put stuffed animal, board games, cookies. Instead of clothes, you want to put 3 pair of pants, 3 shirts, pair of shoes. Also, prohibited items. Influx in stuff that can't be mailed. Perfume, because it's flammable. Knives of any kind or length. Gun or rifle replicas. Pellet guns. Vapes. And any used cell phones. A lot of people, I see people talking on Gitmo Connections saying, oh yeah, I get phones in all the time. Well, you were lucky, okay? You cannot ship receive used cell phones, it's because something's activated in it after it's used. Now, if you're getting a brand new phone from a company, it's good to go. You can get a brand new phone, but used, you cannot because of that lithium battery being activated in there. That's pretty much all I got. If you guys got any questions, obviously always come by, stop by. We're more than happy to help you. If you're at the pickup window and have questions, the clerks there are more than knowledgeable. They can help you out. But that's all I got. Vote, people. Vote, vote, vote.
All right. Yeah, the most important thing of this discussion today is voting. So make sure that you get out there and vote, right, to help shape our future. And, you know, everyone's vote counts, right? Collective participation is key. To maintaining a healthy and vibrant democracy. So please get out there and vote. All right, KK, our hard charger of the month. Thank you for coming
right.
by.
All right, Gitmo, have a wonderful, great short week.
All right, and thanks to the post office and everyone out there at the post office that helps support the base and the families and in our installation. Thank you so much for what you guys do.
Always. Post a pride.
All right, so let's get into some naval history. CMC, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, sure. On October 15th, 1965, U.S. Naval Support Activity Da Nang, Vietnam, is established. During the Vietnam War, it becomes the U.S.'s Navy's largest overseas logistics command. In 1973, U.S. Naval Support Activity Da Nang is disestablished.
October 16th, 1943, the Navy accepts its first helicopter, a Sikorsky YR-4B at Bridgeport, Connecticut, following a 60-minute test flight by U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Frank A. Erickson.
And then October 17th, 1922, the Vought VE-7SF, piloted by Lieutenant Commander Virgil C. Griffin, makes the Navy's first carrier takeoff from USS Langley, CV-1, anchored in York River, Virginia.
Then October 18th, 1977, USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, CVN-69, is commissioned at Norfolk, Virginia. The Ike, named after the nation's 34th president, is the third nuclear-powered and second Nimitz-class aircraft carrier.
And that is Navy News.
Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have our legal team in for some jag and jokes.
All right, Gitmo, we are back rocking it live in Fidel's backyard. We've got Jag in-house here. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good afternoon, CMC, MC2. Good long weekend. You know, my only one team lost because the other team wasn't playing to lose. So that was good. But I kind of want the Carolina Panthers to lose every game, and so, you know, I'm just battling for that draft pick. So I got to look forward to there. I got another Halloween joke for y'all.
Okay, I'll
keep the theme all October going that way. Why don't mummies take vacations? And MC2 was talking about taking a vacation.
Look,
am
I a mummy?
All right, because they're afraid they'll unwind.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, something with bandages. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. You got any others, or is that it?
That's all. I got one joke. I do have a couple announcements, though.
Okay, sure.
So the big thing, again, on the U.S. Embassy visit next week, right? I know we're tracking, you know, potential tropical storm, right? So hopefully, you know, they're planning to fly in on Tuesday, so hopefully it doesn't affect the flight schedule. So if it doesn't happen, that's probably why. We'll get a last chat, send some prayers for us, and make sure everything goes smoothly. But appointments are filling up for the 23rd, but the 24th is still open and available, and that's, you know, brand-new passport, never had a blue passport before, passport renewal, or, you know, say you have questions about your SIV if you're a foreign national and you process, they're also here, you know, to help answer those questions. Just reach out to our office, 4834, or send our email distro, and we'll send you all the stuff that gets you an appointment and schedule you. Since it's we're coming up on November, and I put in my input for the plan of the month for November, and I was like, what do we have to do? And I was like, oh, if you have a non-federal entity, an organization or association registered on base, you have to renew all your paperwork before December. So in the month of November, October, you know, all that paperwork you filled out to say, hey, the president is this person, the vice president is this person, hey, I have to do an audit, all that stuff you did to make your NFE association exist and be proper on base. You just got to redo all that paperwork again to renew your ability to, you know, have fundraisers and you know, for, do events on base coming in the new year. So the earlier you get that done, the quicker I will sign it and approve it, as long as you do it correctly. And so you want to be able to keep on.
I like that. As long as you do it correctly.
Yeah. And if you have questions, obviously we're here to help. You know, we're not here to say no. We're just here to make sure you do it the right way.
Okay. That's all you got for us?
That's it, CMC.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks. I guess my time's wrapping up, huh? All right. Well, listen, hey, it was a great week, great weekend. There was a lot of activities. It was good to see a lot of people out enjoying what MWR had to offer. For those of you that are new to the installation, welcome aboard. Hey, there's a lot to do out there. For those of you that have been here a while and maybe leaving, hey, thanks for what you did to contribute to your command and also the installation, and wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And then also virtual counseling. That's an important thing that I put out. I think it was last week. So, you know, if there's people going through stuff, you know, hey, make sure that you seek the professional help that you need. We've got the hospital. We've got counselors over at Fleet and Family. But no, please speak up. Don't try to, you know, handle things alone. We've got the resources out there to help you get through whatever you're going through. All right. So everybody have a great week. Make sure that you're responsible. Utilize a safe ride. If you plan on drinking, do not, you know, drink and drive. Okay. And hey, I look forward to seeing you around the base and the installation. Have a good rest of the week. I'm out. Dropping the mic.